Is it ever right to lie? What I want to say is this. It is possible to be a godly person who walks by faith and yet in extreme situations that are life-threatening feel constrained to lie in order to obstruct wickedness. And on the other hand, I want to say that it is possible to be relatively free from intentional lying in your life and be a godless, unregenerate, wicked person. Now, the reason I say it is possible to be relatively free from lying and still be unregenerate is because there are all kinds of personal and social forces in the world that might cause a person to have a strong desire to want to be known as dependable, to want to have the reputation that their word is as good as law without having any relation to God at all. And on the other hand, the reason I say that it's possible for a person to be walking by faith and to be godly and yet in those extreme situations that seem life-threatening to feel at times constrained to lie in order to oppose wickedness is because I find instances of that in Scripture. And I want to show you at least two of them. If you want to turn with me, you can turn to Exodus chapter 1. These are familiar stories. But it may be helpful to remind ourselves of the implications they may have on this issue. The second book of the Bible, chapter 1. The situation is that the Egyptian Pharaoh is threatened by the growing number of Israelites in his land. And so he hits upon a scheme by which to deplete their forces. Namely, he tells the midwives who deliver their babies to kill all the boys, to strangle them so that it looks like a stillbirth, probably, and not to kill the girls. But what happens? In verse 17, it says, the midwives feared God and did not do as the king of Egypt commanded them, but let the male children live. And the king, of course, is upset at this and asks why they did it. And they answer in verse 19, because the Hebrew women are not like Egyptian women, for they are vigorous and are delivered before the midwife comes to them. Now, regardless of how vigorous the Hebrew women are, this is a lie. Because my definition of a lie is that anything you say that is intended to lead a person to believe a falsehood. That's what they're doing. They really do want the Pharaoh to believe, we're doing the best we can to kill these babies. And they're not. And it says in verse 17 that their motive is the fear of God. And in verse 20, God responds. God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and grew very strong. And because the midwives feared God, He gave them families. So they're not rebuked in this circumstance. Here's the other example. Joshua chapter 2. You know the story of Rahab the harlot. She lives in Jericho. God evidently has been working in her life in some way. And the city is about to be stormed by this mighty army that has come through the wilderness and the reputation has gone before them. But not everybody believes in the God of Israel in Jericho. In fact, nobody does except Rahab, it seems. Two spies come into the city to check it out, get the lay of the land, and they hide in her house. And the king hears that they were at the door. And he sends two messengers to the door to find out where they are. And she's hidden them under flax on her roof. And here's what she says when they come to the door in verses 4 and 5 of Joshua 2. True, men came to me, but I did not know where they came from. And when the gate was closed at dark, the men went out. And where the men went, I do not know. And then the rest of the chapter tells us how she believed in the God of Israel and pleaded for mercy and deliverance for her family when the city is stormed. And here's the key. In Hebrews 11, in the New Testament, verse 31, Rahab is listed as among the heroes of faith for this reason. By faith, Rahab the harlot did not perish with those who were disobedient, because she had given friendly welcome to the spies. Period. So the biblical interpretation of her action is that it came from a heart of faith. So what I conclude from these two stories is that you can be a God-fearing person like the midwives, and you can be acting in faith like Rahab. And in those extreme, life-threatening situations, feel constrained to lie in order to oppose wickedness. Now, the reason I'm not going any farther than that, the reason I'm not answering the question by saying it is right to lie in those circumstances, is because the Bible does not explicitly condone their lying. The midwives are commended by God for not obeying the king and not killing the babies. And nothing is said of their lying. And Rahab is commended for welcoming, at the risk of her life, the spies. And nothing is said of her lying. But they're not condemned. They're not condemned either. And I struggled for hours on Friday with what to say about this issue to you, feeling a great responsibility. Let not many of you become teachers, for you will be judged with a greater strictness. It is a great responsibility to decide what to say to you about this matter. And what I've simply decided to say is this. There are worthy and godly saints who have, in their struggle with evil, felt constrained to lie in order to oppose life-threatening wickedness. And they were not condemned for it. That much I can say on the authority of Scripture.
Thank you for listening to this excerpt from Pastor John Piper and DesiringGod.org. Please visit us at DesiringGod.org. You may also call us toll-free at 1-888-346-4700. Desiring God exists to help you make God your treasure.